And now, Straight Speak with David Hughes.
I heard some good news last week. Apparently, a healthy conversation is underway in our community about the lack of public engagement and the lack of effective process, and the lack of trust between the public and our municipal governments. At the center of the debate are two critical questions. One, why do we not have better public engagement? And two, what can be done about it? The discussion is addressing whether or not the policies for public engagement are actually working. This, despite Mayor Brockeneer's claim that Coburg's waterfront study was, quote, the most extensive engagement exercise ever done, end quote. Perhaps it was, but it might be the only good example. Surely, the mayor is aware of the old maxim, one example does not a case make. Previously, I have cited the failure of public engagement in the planning process for New Amherst and 394 Collins Street. These projects have demonstrated that public engagement is not a natural embedded principle, a priority in the management of our community. And yet, there is a public engagement policy, and it seems reasonable, but policy is just paper, and good policy only becomes good practice if those in charge practice it. Therein lies the catch. I suggest that the reason public engagement is failing is because the politicians and shadow staff do not want to engage the public. And it's for two primary reasons. One, they don't value it, and two, they fear it. Either way, they do not deserve the public trust if they are not prepared to be totally transparent, open, and accountable, the cornerstones of public engagement, which is not about paper policy. It's about the personal commitment of mayors, councillors, and senior staff to the value of public engagement and not being afraid of it. It's about trust, trusting the people who voted for you and trusting your own capability to lead in an open, democratic society where the exchange of ideas and opinions is the most important and beneficial thing. This, rather than hunkering down in a closed, insular, autocratic administration that creates a process that minimizes the input of citizens, threatening the long-term well-being of the community. If there is a lack of public engagement, there is a lack of qualified leadership. So, what can be done about it? Change. Change is straightforward if you follow the ABCs of change. The A stands for antecedent, as in start with an objective measurement. B stands for behavior, which is what must change. And C stands for consequences. There must be consequences in order to change behavior. So, for better public engagement, set clear measurements and consequences. And if the behavior of politicians and staff does not improve the engagement, then they suffer the consequences. Now, obviously, the four-year consequence is losing an election, but that hasn't changed behavior, although it could this October. But perhaps there could be interim consequences, so that the fear of consequences is greater than the fear of public engagement. It's an idea I will explore in the next few weeks. In the meantime, think about it and get engaged.
For more on this commentary and to subscribe to David's blog, visit him at straightspeak.com. Straight Speak is heard on Mondays at 1:05 p.m., Wednesdays at 8:40 a.m., and Fridays at 4:20 p.m. on Northumberland 89.7.